Yes, it's Tim Mitchell in for JP until 6. And I'm delighted to have joining us now on the phone, Paul Woodward. Paul, you're the CEO of a new cola drink, which you're bringing to the UK. It's nothing to do with the other people, is it? The other Coca-Cola lot?
No, absolutely not, Tim. We are living the Dolce Vita ourselves.
I'm liking it.
I think CEO is a bit of a grand title for what effectively is a startup of three local lads bringing a healthier cola to the Surrey and the UK.
And this is called Green Cola, then. Is that right?
It is called Green Cola. And you're probably going to ask me why it's called green, as most people do.
Yes, that's a very good question. Why is it green cola, Paul?
Well, we like to say we're three times green. So, Tim, we are green because we don't use any sugar but aspartame, unlike the other big guys. We use the stevia plant. That's our first green to sweeten the product. We're green because we only use natural caffeine from green coffee beans, and we are green in terms of our approach to business. So we actually built the world's greenest trailer last year, which is entirely pedal power, and we do a lot of our deliveries in Kingston in particular with that.
So who are you actually aiming at then?
Well, I think it's anyone who drinks cola. Anyone's got an interest in doing what they do in a healthier way, we would appeal to them. So it's one of those things, Tim, when we get out and we talk to people about the fact that we don't really have any nasties in our product, they kind of go, well, what's it going to taste like?
Yes.
And when they taste
what's it like, Paul?
They are amazed. So we win any taste test against any of the big boys, the sugar-free ones. And so who's it aimed for? It's aimed for anyone really who loves cola, but just wants to do it in a healthier way. And I guess there are a number of people out there who've even stopped drinking cola because of their concerns about sugar or aspartame in particular. And for us, we say, look, you don't have to stop drinking a drink that you particularly love. Just drink green cola, and it's a healthier version of what you like doing every day.
And you're saying that the key ingredient is stevia. I haven't heard of that. What is it, and why is it healthier?
Stevia is one of those things that I think we'll all probably look back in 20, 30 years ago, why they'd never heard of it before. Because it's actually been around in South America and Latin America for hundreds, literally hundreds of years. So it's a plant. For those of you who knows what that looks like, it looks a little bit like a marijuana plant, allegedly, I wouldn't know. But this leaf of that plant is very, very sweet, about 200-300 times sweeter than the sugar itself. So you can extract the extract from that plant and use it as a sugar substitute, and it's entirely natural.
So where does it come from then, this plant? Where can we find it?
Not in anywhere in Surrey, to my knowledge, Tim. So you'll have to make a pretty long journey to Latin America or Asia to find it.
So you're billing this as green cola. And so what's your background? How did you get involved with launching this new product?
I got involved, Tim, having spent a long time working for, let's say, one of the more well-known household names in cola. And after 10 years, I wanted to do something different. I then met up with a chap who'd done a similar thing to me, who had started green cola in Greece. And he and I got chatting, and being a bit of a cynic on terms of products, I was interested, but not that interested, until I tasted the product. And then I literally went, wow, this is amazing. But it's exactly what people want. Let's do it in the UK. And that's what we did.
So it looks like ordinary, well, I say ordinary, I mean the traditional kind of cola. But there's a different kind of taste. Somehow.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on how you come at it, Tim. So most people have a preferred cola when they start. And so they get used to that flavour of the cola, and then they will assess green cola against them. I say 9 times out of 10. I had a chat the other day who said to me he drinks 8 litres of a leading brand of Diet Cola.
My goodness.
A week. And he was adamant that he would be able to tell the difference. And somewhat to his dismay, having done a blind taste test with him, he couldn't tell the difference. And so for those people who say, look, if it tastes the same as your leading cola that you're drinking at the moment, but it's healthier, why wouldn't you switch? And of course, everybody does, which is great. We just need more of them to do it.
Indeed. I'm guessing it's still early days. Is it more expensive?
No, that's the other great thing. It's what we call in the industry line price. So exactly the same price as Coke, wherever you find it. And that's despite the fact that our ingredients are more expensive. So generally, if you're using natural ingredients, they tend to be more expensive than the artificial ones. And yet we just take slightly less profit per can because we think people shouldn't have to pay more for a healthier version of what they love.
So you are in Kingston. So are you kind of hoping to market to people in Surrey? And how are you doing your marketing?
Well, clearly my business will need to be national for us to survive. But we have a particular passion for doing things locally. So we're actually in a couple of places in Kingston Market, where I live and where we're based, actually. So it's lovely to walk past the Rooster Run, for example, every day in Kingston Market and see people drinking our product there. But we're also in some great places like Lime Tree and Nice Buns in Surbiton, a couple of delis, Lollapalooza in Kingston. And we're looking for more and more customers to take us on, because it's just generally something that we like to do locally. And also we have a deal with anybody in a KT postcode that we'll donate £1 per case to the Love Kingston charity, which is also makes us feel pretty good about being a local person and giving something back.
Absolutely. So, Paul, it's still early days for Green Cola. 5 years' time, as they say, good old kind of job interview question. What do you hope the product and the business will look like?
In 5 years' time, I can't see that far away at the moment, Tim. But I mean, I think ideally we'd like to have a business which is making a meaningful contribution to the communities that we live and work in. That's something we're very passionate about. I think it would be nice to actually be in a position where we are starting to be a meaningful local employer. So in our dreams, we would like to have a number of people actually working locally for us, both in terms of internships from local universities and all the way through to general skills that we may need for the business. But we're not at that stage yet, so it's a long way away.
So if people want to buy Green Cola, you mentioned a couple of places around the Kingston and Surbiton area, but where else and how do we find out about the product?
Well, we all say the easiest place to get it is, and sometimes the cheapest actually, if you're a cola lover, is Amazon or Ocado. So we work out roughly about 50 pence a can if you're buying from Amazon. That's one of our biggest customers at the moment. We're also in quite a few of the BP petrol stations, so wherever there says M&S or Wild Bean Cafe, so I'm thinking in terms of Hampton Court and Kempton Park, for example, the BP stations were in there. And then we've just been chosen and are started in a restaurant group called Franco Manca, who have selected us as their only cola that they have because they love us so much. So I know that Franco Manca is in Richmond, for example. They have one in Wimbledon. And all over the place. So generally, if you look around, you'll find us in healthier places and one or two restaurant groups.
So really, I mean, this is looking pretty good, actually, isn't it, Paul? I mean, you might actually kind of be quite a threat to the more traditional cola brands, I would think.
I think they will see us as something very small at this point, Tim. So we're happy to stay that way for the time being. As long as we're doing something good for that tastes good and is good for the community, then we'll be happy.
So just finally again, so Paul, just tell us where we can actually find online details about Green Cola. You've got a Facebook page, have you?
We have got a Facebook page and a Twitter page and an Instagram page. So if you go on hashtag Green Cola UK, you'll find everything you need to know on there.
Paul Woodward, CEO of Green Room Brands. You are supplying this Green Cola. Thank you so much. Thank you. We wish you all the best for that.
Thanks very much, Tim. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.